Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds bunts and there's an error on the play. Hargrove moves to third. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Hargrove scores. Manning moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Hara steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing second base. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. There goes Hara. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is walked intentionally. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Watson reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pappy catches it and throws to first to double up Hargrove. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball towards center. Lynn catches it and throws to Burleson, who relays to Watson to double up Thornton. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Pappy, who tags Norris, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dell Alston pinch runs for Dwayne Kuiper. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Evans catches it and throws to first to double up Alston. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.